This is the Dr. Chris Lib Podcast. Welcome to a special series called Bone Saws, Bring It Back. The class name for the University of Alberta Medical Class of 2013 is the Bone Saws, and we will have a 10-year class reunion in November 2023. As many people are planning to attend, I'm recording short interviews to help us all catch up. This episode's featured guest is Dr. Michael Lai. He completed his family medicine residency in Edmonton and went on to do his CCFP EM training in Winnipeg. He works at the Grey Nuns Emergency Department and also teaches new family medicine emergency medicine residents as the Assistant Residency Program Director. He's still a Calgary Flames fan and lives in Edmonton with his wife Melissa and their dog Maple. All right, welcome to another episode of Bone Saws Bring It Back. And today we've got Dr. Michael Lai. How's it going, Mike?
Really good, Chris. Thanks for having me.
All right. Okay, so why don't you start us off? Where has your career taken you in these last 10 years?
So I did family medicine at the University of Alberta. I was based out of the Northeast Healthcare Clinic, which was awesome. There was a really good, diverse patient population there, and the docs there were really good. And then I did my plus 1 year out in Winnipeg, and it was fun moving to a new city, watching the Jets game, meeting some really friendly Manitobans, and it was really a nice opportunity to see different practice styles, going to a different environment. The docs were really supportive there and in some ways a little hands-off. So I got to do a bunch of procedures, traumas, resuscitations, and it was a really good learning experience. But now I'm back in Edmonton. I'm working full-time at the Grey Nuns, which I really enjoy. And I'm doing full-time eMERGE there. And I'm also the assistant program director for the 2+1 program here at the U of A. So it's fun. I get to do a bunch of teaching on the side. I'm training all the new residents. We just finished the CARMS process, so it's kind of fun being able to select who's going to be a new ER doctor. I do a bunch of other lectures. I do some ultrasound teaching, sim sessions, exam prep with them. So it's actually pretty rewarding because we get to see them when they're freshly minted out of family medicine. And by the end of the year, they're fully fledged ER doctors running codes and recesses. So it's really rewarding to see how they grow in a short time period. But yeah, I've been doing that full time and I'm loving it.
Well, that's great. And I'm so happy to hear the way that you've been able to flesh out where your career is going and also really contributing to the next generation of physicians. So to the next question, from your vantage point in your specialty, what would you say is the state of medicine / healthcare?
Yeah, definitely. A good question. It's tough. I think eMERGE sees the brunt of the overcapacity systems from the healthcare system. So We're seeing a lot of wait time. There's limited resources, as you know, a bunch of burnt out doctors and nurses from the pandemic. So, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of hallway medicine in emergency med right now. We're seeing people in chairs and hallway stretchers, wherever we can. And, you know, we're still doing our best to diagnose things, but it makes it difficult because people are, you know, sitting in the waiting room with bowel obstructions or ectopic pregnancies and whatnot, and they're suffering. But you know, as ER physicians, whatever comes in our door, whatever resources we have, we're just trying to treat and get them in as fast as we can. But yeah, definitely it's quite difficult right now. It's definitely over capacity.
So then understanding that things have been tough, I'd be curious to hear what excites you the most in your area of medicine.
As people start to get older, the medical treatments start to get a bit better. You get to see people with more advanced pathologies, different presentations now because they have so many comorbidities coming in. So ultimately people come in sicker to their eMERGE. The people that end up waiting to see one of the ER doctors usually are the sicker ones too. So we get to do more resuscitation, we get to do more procedures, and the scope of eMERGE seems to be expanding each and every year. So that makes it really exciting to be able to handle all those difficult patients. And then from like a teaching point of view, our simulation mannequins are getting more advanced. We get to do cricothyrotomies on them. We can put Blakemore tubes, intubate them, and we can even put some transvenous pacers in them. So it's really cool with the technology that's coming forward and what we can do with it now.
Well, that sounds so cool. And I guess literally the technology has gotten better from what it was 10 years ago. So that's really cool that you're involved in that level of teaching.
Keeps my knowledge up to date, and the residents are always pushing me to kind of read up before I go teach them. So it makes it fun.
Okay, well, switching gears, we are in the same medical class. And so looking back, what was your favorite memory from medical school?
So probably like you, my childhood dream was to one day make the NHL, but that didn't work out. So I think my favorite memory was probably the hockey tournaments and ice bowl. That was one of the honestly the first time where I felt like a pro hockey player. There's so many bone saws cheering for us in the stands, wearing their green and gold and having signs. So it was so much fun being able to play for everybody, and that level of competition was great. And just having the camaraderie of all our classmates come out for, and cheer for us. And then in turn, we take off our gear and go cheer for them. And it just really brought out the bone saw class spirit. And then, of course, all the parties afterwards and the silly costumes. And my favorite was Western Hoedown, I think, in Vancouver, where we all had our Daisy Duke shorts and our cowboy hats and partying after. So that was a lot of fun.
Right. I remember that outfit.
Bradley led us to the bar with that attire.
Okay. Well, then just moving to our last question here. What would you tell your younger med school version of yourself?
Med school is probably one of the best times in your life. It just goes by so fast, I think. You just get so caught up on focusing on getting through CARMS, preparing your CV, and you just kind of sometimes forget that it's just about learning, enjoying the time with your classmates. And many of them are going to be lifelong friends and supports and colleagues in the hospital or in clinics. So I would just say, just enjoy the time that you have and just really savor every moment.
Well, Mike, I find that you were a person who definitely was in the mix. Like, you are a person who would say yes, and we just appreciate just having you around. And I know you're a person who brings a smile to everything, even though you may feel otherwise, but I just know that you were so mindful about cheering people up and coming alongside. So I really appreciate the way you were such a big contributor to our class and in the way you brought friendship and connections to everyone. And even for me, when we play hockey, you'd even say, hey, nice save, even if you're the one shooting against me. So that kind of speaks to the kind of person that you are. And I know that the way that you contribute to your eMERGE and to the residents and to all the people who work around you, it just benefits so much from the heart that you bring to everyone. So thanks for being part of this.
It was really fun kind of doing this, and just such an honor to be part of the Bone Saw group and be part of the class spirit. So thanks, Chris. Thanks for having me.